You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here comes Amanda. Amanda, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Ooh, I got to have a date night. And last night I went out with some girlfriends for dinner. So I had a couple of dinners out, which is great.
Wow, smell you. What did you guys do for your date night?
We went to Gaetano's Italian in the Highlands and then went down to Williams and Graham, the speakeasy up there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's a hell of an evening right there.
What a great night. What was your drink? What was your drink at the speakeasy?
Let's see. What did I have? It was one of those clarified milk punches, which are kind of weird, where they kind of put the whiskey in with milk and they let it curdle and then strain it out.
I don't think I would want that.
Flavor, but it is a little funky looking in the cup. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is it more of a whiskey taste or more of a milk taste?
You could still taste the whiskey, but I think I was distracted by the kind of
the
milkiness
texture
in the drink. Yeah, it looked a little funky. I didn't want to look at the glass.
Yeah.
Who talked you into this?
It was my idea. I had only been there once before, and I had heard about those punch drinks before, and so I thought, hey, let's try it. It was something kind of tropical, had some key lime and coconut in it, and it did
taste
okay.
It's getting better. Now it's a little fruitier, so now it's something I might try. But
I think it's getting worse.
The curdled milk, I mean, that kind of doesn't really sell it. So was the date night a special occasion, or was it just a because
it
night?
It was a first-time date, so just decided to kind of go big, and you kind of get tired of doing the coffee dates or something just really quick. So we had been talking for a little while, so we thought, hey, let's spend a few hours together and see how it goes.
Is there going to be a second date?
I think so. Yes.
All right.
Did you guys spend the night together?
No.
Okay, I'm just asking. We're just talking here.
That's second date.
Question, but it wasn't last night.
Did you kiss?
Yes.
How was the kiss?
It was good.
Nice.
Okay.
That's important. Yeah. It's really important.
We're still chatting, so everything's, should be good for round two.
I'm excited for you.
Where did you meet this person? Online?
On Hinge, yes.
Hinge it up.
Very good.
Good
for
you.
And then
you
got to go tell all your gal pals about it last night.
Of course. You got to gab and laugh about everything. So had a good weekend.
That's so good. All right, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready to give it a try?
I am so ready.
Okay. In 10 seconds, Amanda, we're looking for five bands or groups, musical groups, that have a location in their name. Like it could be a city, a state, a location. Five bands that have a location in their name. Ready?
Okay.
And
oh my gosh.
Go.
Kansas, Boston, holy cow.
You got off to a really good start.
Alabama.
Alabama's a good one. Chicago.
Yes.
Chicago. Miami Sound Machine. Bay City Rollers.
Oh, yeah. Many more.
Dang.
I was ready for one of your other rattle offs. I was like prepping and ready to go. Oh, well, someone else will get it.
Which ones were you prepping with?
Yeah.
The proposals.
Oh, that's right. We did mention that. That's right.
Well, that's
got this.
Good for you. Well, listen, we enjoyed talking to you. We're glad that you found potential new love. You have a great day today, okay?
All right, thank you. You too.
See you later. Bye-bye.
That's funny. She was all prepared. Yeah. Here's Phil. Phil, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Ooh, highlight of the weekend? Well, not as good as Amanda's date night, but I had a date night of my own. It was a Pokemon weekend. Played a Pokemon board game. We played Pokemon Go, and we watched Pokemon the TV show season finale.
That'll get you in the mood right there. I tell you what.
I mean,
this was the highlight of your weekend?
And you had another person with you?
Oh, yeah. I'm a fully grown adult, and I play Pokemon, my friend.
Hey, you know what? I can't talk because I collect old action figures. So, you know what? So be it.
Each their own. I mean, it's bringing back that nostalgia that I love, and they're updating it every year, so I wanted to stay with it.
All right.
How old are you, Phil?
I am 30 on the dot, my friend.
30 on the dot.
30 years old.
All right.
What do you do for a living?
I am a travel consultant here in at EF Go Ahead Tours.
Travel consultant.
What does that mean?
I help potential travelers pick out their tour that they want and set up a full trip for them.
Oh, okay.
What's the best tour that you can recommend to people these days?
Venice, Florence, and Rome. But next year is going to be a little crazy because it's the holy year. So,
it'll be busy.
Be a hoot.
I'm going to tell you right now, Phil, get the Venice the hell out of that package. Florence and Rome, yes. Venice, no. Out. O-U-T.
Not a big Venice guy?
Oh, come on.
It's sinking.
It's terrible. Venice is the most overrated city in Europe, and you know it's true.
Maybe it's better
now. It's just that it's easy to sell because people have this vision in their head of this romantic spot, but it's the most overrated city
in Europe. Is it better now, though? Because when did you go? Like 20 years ago.
Well, yeah, but
is it better now?
No, it's worse.
It's sinking.
Phil knows it's not a good place to go.
Yeah, but it's still my job.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's an easy sell. That's just it. You know the truth is people shouldn't be going there, but you're like, but it's easy to sell.
What about in the States?
Because when you say Italy, people have three ideas, all right?
Yeah.
That's, you got to give the people what they want.
No. Let them go and experience
it. No, you don't, because people choose poorly. Send them to Rome, Florence, and then have them go hike La Cinque Terre and be done with it, okay?
Fair. I'll give it to my supervisors. I'll let them know.
Supervisor. What about in the States? Where are you going to send people in the States?
We have national parks tours that go around, honestly, starting in Denver, crossing over Moab to Joshua Tree. We do Yellowstone and then some Alaska as well.
Ooh, I like the Alaska. All right.
Yeah. The Alaska is beautiful.
You got anything bad to say about that, Dom?
No, Alaska's solid. Solid choice with Alaska, Phil. Good.
How about Glacier? You got anything up in Glacier?
Glacier National Park is gorgeous, but there's way too many mosquitoes. Bad mosquitoes up there.
I think Glacier is on our list this year. We're
beautiful.
We're going to be going up there.
Beautiful. Yeah. Take your family up to Glacier National Park and Flathead Lake and all those areas.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, Phil, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
10 seconds. We're looking for five famous people. These can be past, present, we don't care, living, dead, we don't care. Five famous people named either Mike or Michael. Five famous people named Mike or Michael. Ready, and go!
Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, Mike Tyson, Michael Wheeler? No, that's a fact.
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers is a good one.
Mike...
And many more. Michael Landon.
Yeah. You know, Phil, we enjoyed talking to you, buddy. Thank you for being a good sport. Thank you for being on the show. Good luck with your Pokemon, okay?
See you later, you little Jigglypuff.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
Yep, see you later.
He's a good sport.
That's the only Pokemon I know.
Is that it?
Yeah.
He got me beat. Hey, Susie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So, the highlight of your weekend...
Oh, the highlight of my weekend has to be my fiance and I volunteered at my hospital that I work at, and we hosted a movie night, and we had 10 patients come down and watch the Happy Gilmore.
Great pick. Great
That's
pick.
Fun.
That's pretty
That's
cool.
That's good for some laughs.
Hey, I got to ask you, where did he propose?
He proposed at Clinton Gulch Reservoir.
I don't know where
it's
that is.
It's up by Copper Mountain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How'd he do it?
How did he do it? He didn't have, like, people there filming and everything, did he?
No, he didn't. He actually had, so his two daughters were there with us. he tricked me in thinking that we were going up for family photos. So we went up for family photos and got down on one knee, and his eldest daughter, who was 9 at the time, took a picture of us. And then he surprised me with my family all there at an Airbnb when he told me that we're going to the hot springs, and went up to this Airbnb, and then there was my whole family. So it was pretty cool.
Cute.
Boy, he's really rolling the dice that you were going to say yes, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. They all traveled in from out of state, too, so it's pretty cool.
God, can you imagine if Susie had said no?
I'm not feeling
all the family has traveled in and everything.
That would be awkward. I'm looking up that Clinton Gulch Dam Reservoir. It's beautiful. Really pretty.
It's gorgeous.
That is a spot to propose all day long.
Very nice. Wow. We're going to have to do that. Somebody wrote in. They thought we should do that as a segment this week. We could do it tomorrow morning, I guess.
Why not?
The unusual place where you got engaged.
Yeah. Or just anywhere, I guess.
Something like that.
Yeah.
10 seconds. Let's play Rattle Off, Susie. Are you ready?
All right. Let's do it.
All right, we were talking this morning about, I had a story about how you're probably not supposed to drink coffee when you first wake up. And people who are coffee drinkers are like, screw that. So in 10 seconds, give us the names of 5 different coffee brands. 5 different brands of coffee, Susie. Ready? And go.
Dutch Bros, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, what's that one? Scooters.
Scooters. You could have just said Kirkland.
Where's Folgers?
Oh, Kirkland.
Folgers, yeah.
Oh, I should have got that
Rifle.
Man.
Bummer. I was close.
But you know what? We love talking to you. So thank you for being on the show and for being a good sport with us, okay?
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, see you
later. All right, Susie. Be well. Here comes Jeff. Hello, Jeff. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Hello, gentlemen. Watching my boys play flag football.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty good. This is their last game of the season, and the younger
That's
one
the
scored
highlight.
A touchdown.
That's the highlight right there, that you don't have to go to games anymore for a while.
We normally
they're good. They're fun.
We normally reject when people say anything with their kids, but we'll give you that because it was the last one, and so you don't have to worry about that for a little while.
Yeah. Have you developed some friendships with the other parents on the team?
Not really.
No, that's
not
a bummer.
Really.
It was like a
5-week season, and no practice. This was just a Sunday morning type thing.
Right. Yeah, it's been one of my most favorite things, actually, with the kids' sports, is just developing new friendships with some folks. So I'm sorry that didn't happen with you.
Hmm.
Maybe next time.
Maybe they just
don't
like
you. Well, a lot of times, then you're just maybe, Jeremy
maybe,
might have just gotten lucky because
it's you.
Sports parents can often just be a complete pain in the arse. So
yeah, I could see that.
Thinking their 7-year-old's going to make it pro. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right, and you're like, it's flag football, relax.
Yeah, right. We all know the parents we're talking about. Jeff,
Absolutely.
You're a good man. Let's play Rattle Off. You ready to give it a try?
Yes, sir.
Listener, is it Jean or Jeannie? She sent this in. She said, do this one. 5 different either brand names of convenience stores or gas station chains. Convenience stores / gas station chains. 5 of those in 10 seconds. Ready and go.
Conoco, Sinclair, AMPM, Phillips 66, the Costco gas.
Accept the Costco gas.
Absolutely.
That's, sure. I'm a little sad you didn't go with the come and go, but you know what? That's all right. You didn't even do 7-Eleven, I don't think, did you?
I wasn't sure we could say that on the radio.
Well,
oh,
I
sure.
just did, and you are a
winner!
Da, 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 da. Yeah.
Awesome.
Hey, good
job. You, gentlemen.
You know, it's the name on the sign. Of course we can say
Yeah, don't make it naughty. You're just going there to get gas and then leaving.
Yeah. Come on, Jeff.
Valid point.
Get your pervert out of
Jeff.
The gutter.
This is why none of the other parents talk to you, you perv.
That's right, because you're a perv.
Oh, it's all making sense now.
All right.
Listen, you stand by. Josh is going to visit with you about your little date night comedy tickets, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah,
you're welcome. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being on the show. And Angie's saying, I was this close.
Oh.
Darn it. What was the highlight of your weekend, Angie?
I'm a pretty boring person, so I guess I would say having to pick up my daughter and her friends from a ditch party.
So the party was in a ditch?
Yeah, they got a ditch, like, fixed up nicely, and it's hard to find, and the cops found them.
This is the strangest party I've ever heard of. Wow. So they actually went down and decorated a ditch with, like, streamers and balloons and had a party, huh?
Yeah, they have LED lights, they have couches.
Now, why would the cops kick them out of that? That sounds fine.
Where do they get the power to power everything in the ditch?
Batteries.
Yeah, batteries.
Yeah.
That's about it. I mean.
That's it, huh?
My daughter went to a Nicki Minaj concert.
You got a classy family.
She starts with ditch party and then
ends with the Minaj.
The cops show up and they go, ditch, please.
Yep. Who's out there with you?
That's Grand. It's my mom.
Oh, okay.
I'm taking her to the store. We're in the car. And I just dialed your radio station and I got through.
I love
Isn't that
you.
Crazy how that works?
I love you for doing that.
Do you think Grand would have had a good time at the ditch party?
Yeah, Grand has more fun than I do. She
I bet
gets
she
out
does.
More than I do.
You said at the beginning of this you're a boring person, so.
That's what you told us.
Put Grand on the phone.
Yeah, let's talk to her.
Let's talk to Grand.
Yeah, Grand. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name, Grand?
My name is Gwen.
Gwen
the Grand.
Watch your language, all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a hunch.
Are you, would you have been partying down in the ditch at the ditch party?
No, I wouldn't go to the ditch party because it's cold outside, but these kids, they don't care.
No, they don't care. They're dancing. They're partying. They don't. Mm-hmm. They're not going to get cold.
What do you think is the what's the craziest thing you did when you were a teenager?
The craziest thing I did was hide in the bathroom with my friends so we could see the Commodores after the show.
First of all, tell Angie to turn the radio all the way down. Will you do that for me, please?
Oh, okay.
Turn that all the way down. There you go. All right. So did you end up running into the Commodores? Did your plan work?
Yes.
All right.
We got to go into their little room wherever they go after they get through performing, and they offered us some orange juice, but we didn't drink nothing.
Oh. You think there was something maybe in that orange juice? A little vodka was in there too, maybe, or something?
Well, I don't know. It's been a long time ago. I don't know if they were, you know, we were underage, so they might have been drinking. I don't know. But we didn't drink the orange juice, but we got to get their autograph.
Oh,
that's cool.
Do you still have Lionel Richie's autograph all these years later?
I did have it. I think my grandmother threw it away, but I might still have it. I have to look. But me and my two friends, we used to always do that. We got Smokey Robinson's. We hid behind some curtains whenever he came to Colorado.
You're big on
You're hiding all the time, aren't you?
You're like the hide-and-seek champion.
You're sneaky.
Well, that's the only way we was going to get to see him. It was that time he came to Colorado and he got sick.
Smokey Robinson got sick?
A long time ago.
Hmm.
Yeah, Smokey Robinson got sick. And so when we saw him, he looked really bad, but he still shook our hands.
Well,
that's
got you
cool.
Sick.
Yeah, they so, gave you strep, yeah.
Huh. How was the Commodore show? Was it? Did they tear it up that night?
Yeah, it was. It was good.
Hmm. You still like Brick House?
Years ago.
Do you still like Brick House today?
We were teenagers.
Yeah. Do you still like Brick House and stuff like that? You still like those songs?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. You know, if I had some Commodores in the system, I'd play it for you right now. So. Well, you're charming as can be. We want you and Angie to have a great rest of your day. Thank you for being on the show with us, okay?
Thanks for having us.
Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too, Grand. Thank you so much. We have the greatest listeners on the planet.
Very unique.
She's hiding everywhere to meet the Commodores and Smokey Robinson.
And we learned about ditch parties.
Yeah, who knew?
No idea.
There's your edition of Rattle Off for today.